The final horn is blown and the fat lady is singing. But you're just tuning in?
Gee willikers, did I miss the match, eh?
Yes, but after every Southern California broadcast, Nick and Daryl are doing a little overtime of their own. It's Canes Talk. Heard exclusively on 790 KABC, covering all things Kings and taking your calls at 800-ABC-KABC. That's 800-222-5222. Call in now with your thoughts and comments on tonight's game and be a part of the show. Kings Talk with Nick Nixon and Daryl Evans starts now.
And hi again, everybody. Welcome to the show. Kings start the homestand off with a win over Calgary 2-1. Kings with a lot of home games now after that long seven-game road trip. Kings now on a stretch starting with tonight. 8 of 9 here at Staples. The only road game will be Sunday in Anaheim with the Ducks. So a 2-1 win. All three goals in the game came in that second period. Luke Shen with his second goal as a King started the scoring, fourth of the season. Then Monahan on the power play tied it. And then Kopitar on the power play and kind of a busted play. The goal, the game winner for Anje, his fifth game-winning goal of the season. Good to see Anje back after he missed the final game of that road trip with an injury that we didn't think was going to sideline him very long, and as it turned out, he just missed that one game. So good start for the Kings as they improved to 2-0 in the season series with Calgary. Flames are back here March 31st. The Kings in Calgary on April the 5th. They're going to meet four times this year. All right, let's get you our first trivia question for tonight. 800-222-5222. Kings Talk from the DraftKings Fantasy Sports Bar and Lounge here at Staples Center. The Flames were here tonight, so our question revolves around the Calgary Flames. We want to know who is the only person who served as player, assistant coach, head coach, and GM of the Flames during his NHL career. Only one person has been with the Flames in all four roles in his career. 800-222-5222. Daryl Evans joining us now. And Daryl, is a good win. The Kings hold on, but it was kind of strange early on. We talked about it. You probably did as well. But the Kings were not winning very many faceoffs in that first period. Yet they had the puck a lot. It was kind of strange. It was like, okay, Calgary wins the draw, but then they don't do anything with the puck.
Yeah, it was amazing the way the Kings, their puck retrieval, especially in the offensive zone. Calgary won a number of those draws in the defensive zone when the Kings were on the power play as well. And Calgary ended up winning 77% of the faceoffs in that opening period, 17 of 22 draws. And usually that would lead to time in possession, and you would think that the shots would have favored them, but to the Kings' credit, they did a great job at battling back to be able to get that puck. And when they did, outshooting Calgary in that opening period, 12-3. The chances were some pretty good quality chances. Ortio, the goaltender, made a couple of big saves in the first period. And throughout the game, he was their best player throughout the course of the game. And if not for him, Kings might have been able to open up a little bit of separation. But as the game went on, Kings did a better job in the faceoff circle.
And the two players that were very noticeable tonight acquired in the trade with Philadelphia last month, Luke Shen on the blue line tonight, and Vinny LeCavalier again with a little bit of luck here or there around the net for Vinny. You would have had a couple of points.
Yeah, he's able to keep that puck in the offensive zone with his reach. He keeps it away from a lot of the defenders, and his vision, even though he might be a half a step off from where he was in his younger days, he still understands what he has to do with the puck, and he has the respect of the opposition. He knows when to try to get the puck to his line mates out there, and with that big body, I think he's done a great job at adjusting the way the Kings play that heavy style, probably playing more physical now in this season than he has in probably his last couple of years. And he's been a big addition to the Kings team, especially having Kopitar, Carter, and him up 1-2-3 up the middle of the ice. Kings have size, playmaking ability. Back in the blue line, Shen, just a simple play, and that's his game. Just get pucks towards the net, let the forwards do their work. Jeff Carter, he'd position himself in front of the net there. A little bit of a distraction, and Shen's shot was able to find the back of the net. But a little bit of contribution, physical play by him, and the craftiness of LeCavalier have been great additions for the Kings.
So the Kings with a 2-1 win here tonight. Edmonton here on Thursday and Buffalo on Saturday. And again, a chance for fans that are planning to come on either one or both nights to see the top two picks in last summer's draft. Connor McDavid with the Oilers here Thursday, and Jack Eichel with the Sabres here on Saturday. All right, let's get to the calls. 800-222-5222. We started off tonight with Steve in Valencia. Hi, Steve. Welcome to King's Talk on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
Hi. Just wanted to quickly find out how Bob Miller was doing tonight. When do we expect him back in the broadcast booth, first of all? And then the other question I have was, who do you think the Kings are going to be looking at the trade deadline to hopefully propel them far into a deep playoff run this year?
Yeah, the deadline is right around the corner. It is Monday. And before we forget, I talked with Bob when we were in St. Louis last Thursday, so what, 5 days ago. And he had just had a checkup the day before. Everything's been checking out fine. He sounded good, and he's on the road to recovery. They said that type of surgery, the bypass, 6 to 8 weeks. So we'll see how he's feeling in a few weeks and take it from there. There's a possibility he might be back for the stretch run and the first round of the playoffs. As far as the Kings, it's interesting, Daryl, because we've talked about it since the Flyers trade with Shen and LeCavalier, and then young Kevin Gravel was recalled, got into some games on that last road trip. But wouldn't surprise me, probably won't surprise you, if Dean Lombardi's looking at maybe another veteran defenseman, if there's one out there to be had.
Yeah, I think that would be the first thing on the Kings' wish list, would be to add a little bit of depth back on the blue line. Possibly a right-handed shot again. I think the Kings on the left side are pretty good. But just having another veteran back there, and I think it might surprise people that it's not necessarily going to be a flashy type of player. It's going to be a glue type of player, somebody that will complement the guys that they already have in the existing core of players. So that's, I think, first and foremost for the Kings. And then if you can add some depth up front without taking away from any of the group that you have right now, whether it's a draft choice or something like that. But I don't think the Kings want to give up on any of their young prospects. But there's going to be a lot done across the league here in the next handful of days, and would not be surprised to see the Kings have a factor in it somewhere between now and next Monday.
Steve, before you go, do you have an answer? Our question, who is the only person who has served as a player, an assistant coach, head coach, and GM of the Calgary Flames? Any idea?
Let me see. How about Poplinski?
Jim Poplinski, no, but that's a good guess. Jim Poplinski, Pepper, as he was called, played quite a bit for the Calgary Flames, but I don't believe he might have been an assistant coach after he retired, but I know he was not a head coach or a GM. But, Steve, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-222-5222, King's Talk here on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Kings over the Flames tonight by a score of 2-1. And in the Pacific Division standings, with Anaheim and San Jose winning their games last night, the Kings have a 4-point lead over Anaheim, 5 up on San Jose. The other teams that played in the division both lost in regulation, Arizona and Edmonton. So it's basically a three-team race for not only first place in the division, but for the three playoff spots. It looks like the two wild card teams will be from the Central Division, as it was last year. All right, back to the phones we go, and let's go to Hans in Chino Hills. 800-222-5222. Hi, Hans. Welcome.
Hi, guys. Quick question. I was at the game tonight, and I noticed the play. The Flames had pulled Oreo, and then they iced the puck, and then they were able to put Oreo back in. Now, what's the rule? Is there a specific ruling on being able to change players if your goalie's pulled?
Yeah, that's a good comment. Of course, if you ice the puck, you can't change the players on the ice. And it is different. If you pull the goaltender and there's a face-off back in your end, you can put the goaltender out. So, yeah, it's a good observation by you, but teams are allowed to do that.
Yeah,
it would be even more interesting
if they weren't.
If you lose the face-off and the empty net is right there. Yeah, yeah. Anything else, Hans? Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I do have a guess at the the question.
Yeah, go ahead. Who is it?
Is it Larry Playfair?
Larry Playfair, no, incorrect. Larry has been, has he ever coached his brother Jim?
Yep,
Jim's, I know, has
coach,
been
yeah.
A coach, and he was the head coach of the Flames
yep.
at one time. But incorrect. All right, thanks for the call, Hans. Appreciate it. Let's go to Ed in Valencia. 800-222-5222 on Talk Radio 790 KBC and King's Talk. Hi, Ed.
Hello. How are you all doing tonight?
I'm doing great.
Good. My question is there a reason we have an 8 o'clock start on Saturday?
Yeah, because we don't want to have the same starting time for any of our games this week, right, Daryl?
Good call by you there, Nick.
you were talking about that earlier, weren't you?
Yeah, just trying to get the, you know, you figure out your body clock through the course of the week, but a 7:46 start tonight with the Legends night, 7:30 on Thursday, 8 o'clock on Saturday, and then back to 6 o'clock on Sunday. So they're just keeping everybody on their toes.
I'm wondering, is there a basketball game here Saturday afternoon that may start later than 12:30 or 1 o'clock that had to push back the
we've
start
asked, and we've talked to our PR department, and nobody's had a definitive answer yet to this point why that game was at 8 o'clock. And it's been scheduled from 8 all the way back.
Yeah, it's very unusual to have an 8 o'clock home game here at Staples. Maybe they just did it so everybody would talk about it. Good PR move.
There you go, yeah.
We're talking about it, aren't we?
Yep.
Ed, who was the only person?
Daryl Sutter.
Daryl Sutter. Let's see, Daryl was a coach. He was a GM, but he never played for the Flames. That's a great guess. I had forgotten about Daryl. Good guess, Ed. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of the season. All right, 800-222-5222, our first trivia question. Who is the only person who served as a player, assistant coach, head coach, and GM of the Flames during his career? We'll take a break here at the DraftKings Fantasy Sports Bar and Lounge at Staples Center. The Kings over the Flames tonight by a score of 2-1. Anje Kopitar with the game-winning goal. It came late in the second period. All right, we'll take a break. Back with more Kings Talk right after this.
Call Nick and Daryl now at 800-ABC-KABC. That's 800-222-5222. It's King's Talk with Nick Nixon and Gail Evans.
All right, back here at Staples Center, where the Kings beat the Calgary Flames 2-1. Edmonton here on Thursday. Buffalo Saturday in Anaheim on Sunday night. That'll be a big game. The Ducks having a great second half. They are 4 points behind the Kings. And then another homestand that will be five games, and Anaheim will be here at home on that homestand. So a couple of games coming up home and home with the Anaheim Ducks. Still looking for the right answer. Who is the only person who has served as a player, assistant coach, head coach, and GM of Calgary? It's not Daryl Sutter. It's not Larry Playfair. It's not Jim Poplinski. Let's go to Julie in Huntington Beach next up on the show. Hi, Julie. Welcome to King's Talk.
Hi. We were just on our way home from the game. It was a great game.
Yeah, it was a close game, although I thought the Kings outchanced Calgary, and, you know, they ran into a pretty good goaltender. Ortio was pretty solid. How often do the Kings go into the third period with a one-goal lead and wind up winning? That's Kings hockey, right? That's Kings hockey.
I know. Glad to hear about Bob Miller doing so well.
Yes. He is. Actually, today is 3 weeks. He had the surgery 3 weeks ago today. So he's doing well.
Good.
Yeah, and like I said earlier, I'll either talk to him or see him in person on Thursday. That's my plan.
Oh, okay. Well, tell him hi for everybody.
I will.
Okay, now I want to take a guess.
Okay, give me the right answer, Julie.
I hope. Doug Risebrough?
Doug Risebrough, yes, indeed. Player, assistant coach, head coach, and GM of the Calgary Flames. So, Julie, congratulations. Stay on the
Thank
line.
You.
Yeah, stay on the line and give the guys your address, and we will get you Bailey's Best of Popcornopolis gift basket. Okay, so we got the win. You forgot about him, didn't you, Daryl?
I certainly
you
did.
Yeah, Terry Crisp. You know, Terry coached them, but was never the GM. We saw Terry in Nashville. Still does work on the Predators broadcast. All right, back to the phones we go, and we'll get you a new question here. 800-222-5222. Let's go to North Hollywood and Gloria next up on Talk Radio 790 KBC. Hi, Gloria.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, love you guys. I just have a, just got back from the game as well. I guess it's more of a comment as a fan. I've had my seats for a very long time. It's very frustrating to me to see a player like Andreoff, and I obviously I'm a little bit disappointed with the play of McBain and McNabb, when they're the, you know, a very skilled player like Nolan, who always goes out there every game, and he really gives it his all. Is there a reason? Is the coach just doesn't like him? Is, I don't know, maybe you could shed some light on that.
Yeah, well, I think the players you mentioned are all kind of grouped together as far as what they bring. They're more energy guys that will play in that role on a third or a fourth line. Jordan Nolan had some very effective games on that last road trip. Now, he hasn't played the last couple. I don't know if he's banged up a little bit and is not 100%, because at this time of the year, unless there's a real serious injury that's obvious, like Marion Gaborik, who's going to be out for a while with look to be like an apparent knee injury, but called lower body. So, yeah, you know, and again, the matchups, the teams you play against. Tonight we saw Shore and Andreoff on that fourth line. So, Daryl and Gloria, sometimes it's the matchup. Sometimes it's a player not, you know, feeling as well as he would like, and the coach gives him a rest.
Yeah, I think when you look at Jordan's game, and, you know, I agree with you, Jordan's played some really good hockey as of late. The unfortunate thing with Jordan is he hasn't been able to finish some of the opportunities that he's had. And that's not to say that, you know, Clifford, Andreoff, you know, Nick Shore, those type of players have finished at a greater rate. But I think one thing where you look at, you know, the versatility with Andrzej Kopitar coming back in after missing the last almost two games, having another guy that can play center, and I know the Kings can shift guys like Shore, Trevor Lewis in and out of that middle position, that might be something that might play into the factor. You know, physical play, I think both Andreoff and Jordan Nolan, similar in that way. Nolan does skate well. He shoots the puck well. But, you know, statistically, Andreoff's got a couple of more points. So he's got four more goals than Nolan has. And not sure what, you know, what the reason is, but, you know, it's not necessarily that they're playing poorly at this time. Sometimes the coaches just want to get them in there. And at this time of the year when everybody's banged up and the schedule is as tight as it is for the Kings, where they're going to play Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, I would not be surprised to see Nolan in the mix sometime in these next couple of games.
Gloria, before you go, here's yep. your chance. Here is our second trivia question for tonight. Who was the last player to lead the NHL in goals, assists, and points in the same season? The last player to lead the NHL in goals, assists, and points, all three categories in the same season. Any idea?
Oh, you know, I'm just going to go with the popular Ovechkin right now. I don't know.
Yeah, well, that's a good guess, but it's incorrect. But, yeah, Alexander Ovechkin almost every year leads the league in goals. We know that. Good guess, Gloria.
Let me ask you a question on your question,
yeah,
Nick.
Okay.
Does this play into the fact that they're playing Calgary here tonight still, your question?
No, this is general
okay.
NHL
general
trivia.
General NHL, all right.
General NHL trivia, my
all
friend.
Right.
Okay. So that narrows it down for you to about 3,000
or opens it
players.
Up.
Yeah. Winners of our trivia get Bailey's Best of Popcornopolis gift basket filled with all of your game time favorites, such as world-famous caramel, cheddar cheese, cinnamon toast, kettle corn, and, of course, zebra. Each flavor is handcrafted one batch at a time using only the finest and freshest ingredients. And if you win, we'll get you your popcorn ASAP, faster than a Luke Shen slap shot from the right wing boards.
Fast
a screened Yoni Ortio. Be sure to visit popcornopolis.com for store locations and delicious gifts for every budget. All right, let's go to Santa Monica. Alan is next up on Talk Radio 790 KBC and Kings Talk. Hi, Alan.
Hey, good evening, guys.
Good evening.
Great listening to you always, and we were at the game. Question regarding drop stick. Jake Muzzin dropped his stick, and I don't know the player on the Flames who had the puck. Took it right to him, went around, and had a good scoring chance on Quick, and I think Quick bailed us out on that one. And then the Calgary goalie dropped his stick, and it got pushed pretty far wide. and I think this is going to be a great opportunity, and nothing really came of it. I'm just wondering, what's the plan, the strategy, when these guys see that the goalie has dropped a stick? Muzzin sent a shot in, and I think the goalie caught it with his glove. It didn't look like the best option. I'm just wondering.
Yeah.
If they have
I remember that play, and I think the shot was from the blue line when Ortio's stick was at the circle to his right, and there was absolutely no traffic. He saw the shot all the way, and he made the glove save. To me, and Darryl, you obviously played, but in that situation, if you're in, that shot was from 50, 55 feet, not dangerous with or without a stick. But to me, if I'm up against a goalie with no stick, you're trying to go low, either right, left side, right? I mean,
And I think in that case, the puck, it actually went back to Jake Muzzin, and I don't think any of the Kings players on the ice were aware that the goaltender was playing without a stick. Otherwise, they may have tried to expose that by keeping the puck on the ice or maybe try to move it laterally where you've got to get the goaltender to move. So it was an unfortunate thing because the Flames were towards the end of a shift. The goaltender had no stick, and yet that shot was an easy one right into the breadbasket, and he was able to hang on.
Yeah. Alan, who was the last player to lead the NHL in goals, assists, and points in the same year? Any idea?
We'll go with Crosby.
Sidney Crosby, he has never done it, all three categories, but that's a wonderful guess, my friend. Thanks for the call, Alan in Santa Monica. All right, we'll take a break. Back with more calls here at the DraftKings Fantasy Sports Bar and Lounge at Staples Center. The Kings over Calgary by a score of 2-1 on goals by Shen and Andrei Kopitar as they outshot the Flames 37-23. Back with more of your calls, 800-222-5222 right after this.
The King for a Day Blackjack Tournament is coming to the Commerce Hotel and Casino Sunday, March 6th. Register now for free at KABC.com for your shot at $5,000 and a prize pack fit for a king, including a luxury suite for 10.
Must be 21. Play responsibly. 1-800-GAMBLER or problemgambling.ca.gov.
If you had a radio show, Nick and Daryl would call you. So call King's Talk now.
Call now.
800-ABC-KABC.
That's 800-222-5222.
It's King's Talk with Nick and Daryl.
All right, the Kings open up the three-game homestand with a win. 2-1 over Calgary. Edmonton will be here Thursday, and Buffalo on Saturday. Connor McDavid, Jack Eichel, the top two picks in last summer's draft here on consecutive home games. All right, 800-222-5222. Who was the last player to lead the NHL in goals, assists, and points all in the same season? It's not Ovechkin. It's not Crosby. It is a Hall of Fame player. And we're here at the Fantasy Sports Bar and Lounge, DraftKings, and we have the Ice Crew ladies helping us out tonight, Lauren and Amanda. Thank you. And hello, sir. What is your name?
I'm David from Canoga Park.
Hi, David.
I'm just asking about Bob Miller and how his recovery is coming along.
Yeah, it's coming along well. I talked to him a few days ago, and I mentioned earlier before our game Thursday, before I come in, I usually get here about mid-afternoon. I'm going to try and see if I can swing by his house and say hello. I'll at least talk to him, but he's had his checkup last week. Everything's fine. 3 weeks ago today, he had his surgery, so he's on the way back. He's on the way back.
Bob, we miss you.
Yeah, we all miss him. Now, who's the right answer to my question? The last player to lead the NHL in goals, assists, and points in the same season?
I was going to guess Mario Lemieux.
Is that your guess?
Yeah.
Okay, well, good. Do you like popcorn?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, well, we're going to send you some because that's the right answer.
Wow.
Yeah. So give the ladies your address, and we'll get you Bailey's Best of Popcornopolis gift basket. Yeah, Mario Lemieux, hard to believe. This is 20 years ago, the last player to do it.
Wow.
69 goals, 92 assists, 161 points in the 95-96 season, of course, with the Pittsburgh Penguins.
That was an abbreviated season for him, too, wasn't it?
95-96. I don't know. What was the year that I remember we did the game, we were in Ottawa, and we got the news that They discovered the
Hodgkinson's.
Yeah. So I have to look that up, if how many games he played that year. It's hard to believe that, well, if he played all the games, that's 2 points a night for Mario. All right. Good job. Let's go to Sean in San Diego next up, 800-222-5222. Hi, Sean. Welcome.
How you doing?
Good, good.
So I had a question. I was at the game tonight and watching Lucha play. Just like the couple tonight. Talk to Matt.
You're kind of breaking up there, Sean. Say that again about Milan Lucic.
It looked like he was having a little trouble in the game tonight. A couple offsides. He mishandling the puck a little bit. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes it happens, but I think in the big picture, Milan was very effective on the long road trip. What has impressed me this year, and this is really the first time I've seen him play night after night, of course, being in Boston early in his career, we only got a chance to see him twice a year at the most. But his ability to get in on the forecheck, position his body to, when he makes contact, to give himself a chance to make a play, or if he's not first in on the forecheck, supporting either a Brown or a Toffoli, whoever is out there as the other forward, to the other winger. I think he's been one of the more consistent performers, to be honest with you.
Yeah, he really has. He brings that physical element. I think the speed of Milan Lucic, I think, has surprised a lot of players. His stamina, used to playing a heavy style of hockey with the Boston Bruins, and he continues to do that here. And I think the players that he's been on the ice with, whether it be on a line with Andrei Kopitar or Jeff Carter in the middle position, he's been able to complement both their style as well. And I think because of his physical presence out there, he's bought those guys a little bit more space. So he's been a great addition, and I know the Kings right now are trying to figure out a way of how they can extend his contract after this season when he becomes an unrestricted free agent to be able to retain him as a King moving forward.
Sean, anything else?
No, I was going to answer that question, but I think it sounded like somebody already got it.
Yeah, well, you want a question? Give me a second here.
Sure.
I'll get you a question. I'll give you a chance. We're at the end here, but don't want you to go away unhappy here. All right. We'll try this one on for size. Which LA Kings draft choice played the most career NHL games? Which draft pick by the Kings in their 49 histories wound up playing the most career NHL games?
Luke Robitaille.
Luke Robitaille. That's a great guess. Incorrect. Luke played well over, I think, 1,200 games at least. But no, not the right answer. Thanks, Sean. Appreciate it. All right. We've got to say goodnight. We're at the bottom of the hour. We want to thank Waymond Porter, John Traconis, the ice crew ladies for helping out tonight, Lauren and Amanda. Kings over Calgary by a score of 2-1. Which Kings draft choice played the most career NHL games? 1,615. Larry Murphy, Hall of Fame defenseman. Left the Kings way too soon. He was traded, I think, in his fourth year. Early.
Yep, way too early.
In his fourth year, yep. All right, thanks, everybody. We'll do it again Thursday. Again, the Oilers are going to be here. Number one pick, Connor McDavid, is healthy. He's scoring. The Oilers can put up some numbers offensively. Their issue, as it has been for a long time, has been defense and goaltending. So we'll talk to you on Thursday. John and Daryl on the radio side will be on the air at 7 o'clock with the pregame right here on your home for the Kings all season long, Talk Radio 790 KABC. For Daryl Evans, Nick Nixon, so long, everybody. Good night.
The Kings are on a mission to reclaim their throne.
Kopitar wins the draw. Muzzin pulls the trigger on a shot. He scores!
Don't miss a second of the action as the Kings go for their third cup in 5 years.
Toffoli to the net, shoots, scores!
Kings, Oilers, Thursday at 7 on your home for Kings Hockey, 790 KABC.